It's the Phillies and the Marlins on it Wednesday night. Mark Leiter Jr. making just his fifth big league start. As we pick it up in the second, Leiter Jr. has a 1-0 lead.
So, something soft again, and he picks up his third strikeout. And at the knees with a fastball, a strike three call, five strikeouts for Leiter. 0-1 fastball lined to the left, and that's going to be a base hit. As it stands, it's an RBI single for Freddy Galvis. It's a 2-0 Phillies lead. In the air to left field. That ball is drilled. It is gone into the second deck. Three-run home run for Reese Hoskins. That ball is a hot shot down the left field line. Galvis will score easily. A two-run double. Hoskins has five RBIs. This is a swing, and this could be two. A bouncer to short. Galvis has it on to second for one and to first in time. A double play.
Behind seven scoreless innings of one-hit ball by Mark Leiter Jr., who took a no-hit bid into the sixth, and a monster three-run shot by the rookie Reese Hoskins, the Phillies breeze to an 8-0 win against the Marlins on Wednesday night at Citizens Bank Park. Here is Phillies skipper Pete Mackinnon.
Well, that was fun. Alfaro caught his first shutout. That was nice to see. I don't know who my favorite player is, either Leiter or Hoskins right now. I'm trying to make a decision on that. Right now they're about tied. Leiter did a great job. He established his fastball very early in the game. Did a great job, mixed it up. Garcia Neris came in and finished it off. Hoskins with the five RBIs. We had that Tommy Joseph RBI in the first inning. The third inning, we had a big inning. Cesar drove in a run. Hoskins with the three-run dinger, and who drove in the other run? Well, who did? Well, Alfaro, I think it was, wasn't it? Tommy was in the first inning, and then in the sixth, two outs, nobody on, I believe it was, and came through with a two-run double. So nice to see everyone swinging the bats pretty well. Nice to have a shutout.
Impressive how they kind of ran all over you guys last night to have Leiter.
I tell you what, yeah, Todd, Mark saved the bullpen. It was a sorely needed outing. I thought about sending him out for the eighth, but we had Garcia and Neris that could use the pitch. So, great night.
You remember seeing him when he kind of made his debut in April. Can you just describe the difference?
Well, yeah, it was funny when he first came on the scene. You're talking about Leiter, right? When he first came on the scene, he was a little wild. He threw too, he walked too many, but you could tell he had a variety of different pitches, and if he could locate those and command those pitches, he could be effective. Then he started settling down and had some easy outings, kind of reverted back to spraying the ball around a little bit. And then the two outings he had where he came in relief in Colorado and the following outing, I think it was in Atlanta, I'm not sure, four and a third innings, he was masterful, actually. And the most he's thrown in a game is five innings, even as a starter, at least up here. And he just did a great job today, used all his pitches effectively, and he couldn't ask for more.
How much of what impresses you about Hoskins is the fact that he has a good grasp on the strike zone and kind of focuses in on his pitch?
The thing about Hoskins is he knows the strike zone. He looks like a professional hitter. He's not afraid to get behind in the count. You could tell that. He's not afraid to go the other way. He wants to drive in the run. He came up to me with men. He said, if we get men on first and second when he hit the home run, I said, he asked me, do you want me to move him over? Do you want me to drive him in? I said, we're paying you to drive runs in. That's what we're paying you for. And he said, okay. And he did.
Making just his fifth big league start on Wednesday night, Mark Leiter Jr. had easily his most impressive outing as a major leaguer. He turned in seven scoreless innings, giving up only one hit as he took a no-hit bid into the sixth. He picked up the win as the Phillies cruised by an 8-0 score. Leiter Jr. spoke to the media following the game.
Just trying to command the strike zone, get ahead early. I think that they got a great lineup over there, so I think the key is just getting ahead and just try and keep guys off balance as much as you can. And I think just executing that was the game plan, and just executing it was allowing us to have success.
As you were watching last night, did you think I really need to be good to keep these guys off balance?
I mean, it's the big league, so you have to be good every time. I mean, every lineup can hurt you, and you know, you got to execute.
Do you let that thought of I got a no hitter going in the fifth inning enter your mind at all? You're aware of it.
Yeah, I mean, you're aware of it. You got to just keep making your pitches and let the game play. I mean, you're not going to pitch, at least I don't think you're going to pitch any differently. You're going to still try and execute your plan and, you know, just try and, especially tonight, you're just trying to get as much length into the game as you can.